Welcome to the Real AI Podcast, featuring highlights from the first and most popular weekly newsletter about real estate and artificial intelligence for real estate agents and brokers. I'm Kevin Hawkins, the Real AI Guy, and these are the highlights for the Real AI Newsletter, the week of the 22nd of December, 2025. Now here are your AI hosts, Miles and Grace.
If you need actionable knowledge right now, not theoretical debates about AI, but actual workflows that put time back on your clock today, then this is definitely for you.
Yeah.
We are specifically looking at the cutting edge of real estate tech and AI, and our stack of sources is really designed to separate the time-saving signal from all the marketing noise. Hey, let's unpack this.
That's exactly right. And to do that, we're pulling directly from a really targeted, incredible resource.
Yes.
The latest issue of the Real AI Newsletter from December 22nd, 2025.
Right.
For anyone who doesn't know, it's pretty much the industry's most popular weekly newsletter for agents and brokers on this topic. The authors, Kevin and Corey Hawkins, are just meticulous about testing what actually works now.
And that really defines our mission for the next few minutes. We have a clear twofold task. First, we need to extract a fast, safe, and practical AI workflow that you can, implement in your business immediately. We're talking instant ROI.
Yep.
Second, we have to critically address where the AI hype, and we're looking at image generation specifically, is just over-promising and under-delivering. It's time to dive into the practical stuff you can use by lunchtime.
Let's do it.
So let's start with an absolutely universal nightmare, especially in real estate. The messy email thread. I mean, it's just that perpetual source of transactional anxiety.
Oh, you know the one. The source material calls it a tangled bird's nest. And that description is just, it's perfect.
It really is.
You open it up and you see 40 replies. You've got the client, the lender, the title company, maybe the home warranty rep, the other agent. It's this dense wall of text. And you just dread the next 20 minutes you're about to waste scrolling and trying to piece it all together.
That dread is the target. And the analysis highlights this exact scenario as one of the fastest, safest, and most practical ways for any professional to start using AI.
And a big reason why is because it's contained. I mean, think about it. No listings, no images, no compliance worries about public-facing marketing. It's purely a tool for your own internal cleanup and time management.
That's a great point.
But this is crucial. The authors stress a safety point we have to repeat. For any business use like this, with confidential information, you really should only use a paid version. So ChatGPT Plus or Business.
And why is that?
Because that allows you to opt out of having your data used for model training. It maintains that necessary AI safety first barrier.
That is vital context. But let me push back a little, because some brokerages or legal departments have super strict rules against uploading any confidential client data, even if you're opted out of training. So how does this workflow address that potential roadblock?
That's a fair challenge. The sourced, I think, implicitly assumes the user has already vetted their brokerage's current policy. But the key factor here is the speed and the immediate benefit. I mean, if you can use it, the time savings are just so massive that it makes the compliance check worth the effort. It's a calculation agents are making, because the alternative, the manual method, is a guaranteed time suck.
Understood. So let's assume the compliance box is checked. Let's get into the three-step workflow that turns that digital bird's nest into an actionable to-do list.
Right. And this is the genius part, because it takes this abstract goal of using AI and turns it into like concrete, repeatable actions.
Okay. So step one, start with the chaos. Summarize. You just copy the entire massive email thread, every reply, every signature, paste it into your paid AI tool, and use this prompt. Summarize this email thread in plain English. Identify what has been decided, what is still unresolved, and any deadlines mentioned.
And what comes back is, well, it's usually this clear chronological story that's so much sharper than what you'd manage after three painful reads.
Yeah.
It just instantly gives you the narrative of the transaction. It separates the signal from the noise.
Synthesis without the headache, which leads right into the real engine here. Step two, turn confusion into a checklist. Once you have that summary, you use a refinement prompt. This one is key for delegation. Create a specific, clear checklist of next steps from this email thread. Assign each item to the appropriate person.
And suddenly the guessing game is just gone. No more wondering who is supposed to schedule the final walkthrough or when the lender needs that last document. You've gone from this sprawling, overwhelming mess to a professional, actionable task list. That is an immediate mental win.
And finally, the third step, which saves the most mental energy, is draft the professional reply. So instead of agonizing over composing the perfect calm yet firm response, you use a final prompt.
Right.
Draft a short professional reply confirming the next steps and timelines. Keep the tone neutral and clear and still in my brand voice.
And that last part, in my brand voice, is worth a quick tangent.
Yeah.
For this to really work, you often have to train the AI first. You might paste in, say, 5 of your past emails and tell the model, this is my brand voice. Detailed, calm, but direct.
Ah, so it learns your style.
It learns your style and then it replicates it. So the draft sounds like you, not like some generic robot.
And the source is very clear on this. You are editing this draft. You're not sending it blindly. But you're editing instead of starting from a blank page. That process alone can instantly save 10 minutes on just one email.
What's fascinating here is that this workflow just proves AI's utility isn't about some futuristic feature. It's about directly solving the most common, annoying problems agents face today.
Totally.
I mean, if you clean up just one messy thread and save 20 or 30 minutes, the value is obvious. Do that consistently, and it proves AI is a time tool, which is a much more important idea for agent adoption than just calling it a tech trend.
We've fixed your inbox and reclaimed 30 minutes. Now that we've handled logistics, let's pivot to the flashier side of things, specifically image generation. OpenAI has been making a ton of noise about its latest upgrades, you know, suggesting it's ready to challenge leaders like Google Gemini.
And that challenge is precisely what Real AI put to the test. They noted that while, yes, ChatGPT's capabilities have improved, their real-world testing shows it is still clearly behind Gemini.
Okay.
Especially when you talk about a concept that's critical for real estate marketing.
Yeah.
Persistent image memory.
Persistent image memory. That sounds technical, but it's basically crucial for things like virtual staging, right? Or creating a whole series of marketing images.
Absolutely. Think of it like a human set designer who leaves a movie set, comes back the next day. They remember exactly where every prop was. The source gives Gemini's capability a great nickname, Nano Banana.
Nano banana.
Nano banana. It means the AI can hold a complex visual scene in its working memory across multiple prompts. It doesn't just remember an image existed, it understands the visual relationships within it. ChatGPT, even with its new features, still struggles to accurately maintain that context and consistency.
Here's where it gets really interesting, because the source provides this wonderfully specific, almost hilarious example of this failure that just makes the point perfectly. It's a great analogy for AI overconfidence.
It really is. During their continuity testing, they found a moment where ChatGPT just completely misinterpreted the context. When they asked it to regenerate an image with subtle changes, the AI confidently filled in details that were visually impossible.
They mentioned it added what behind the sunglasses?
It added googly eyes behind a pair of sunglasses that were in the original image. The eyes were supposed to be hidden by the lens, but the AI, in trying to interpret the subject, just showed this profound lack of visual comprehension. It basically overrode physical reality.
Googly eyes behind sunglasses. That's the perfect, memorable image of failure that proves the point about context.
Precisely. And what's more, across a whole sequence of images for, say, a virtual staging project, they found the continuity was constantly breaking a chair would subtly shift, or the color of a rug would change. Gemini handled that kind of sequence seamlessly.
So what does this mean for our listener, for the agent who wants to generate some reliable, consistent marketing assets?
The takeaway is pretty clear. If you are relying on ChatGPT as your go-to reliable staging tool, the data shows it's just not ready for prime time. You'll waste more time correcting its weird mistakes. The authors conclude this is another classic AI hype cycle, where the claims just outpace the actual performance. For persistent visual memory, Nano Banana is still the clear leader.
Okay, let's broaden our context now, because this AI disruption isn't just about emails and images. It's rapidly reshaping the entire professional world. Let's look at some quick AI stats that Real AI sourced from Invoca to get a macro view.
These stats really provide those aha moments about where the industry's head is at. For instance, a whopping 90% of marketing professionals believe that experience with AI will be absolutely crucial in 2025.
90%, that's a huge shift.
It's an immediate, rapid shift in necessary skills. If you aren't engaging with these tools, you're already falling behind the curve.
And it's not just professional shifting. It looks like consumer behavior is driving this too.
Yeah, that's shown by the fact that 74% of consumers said they actually prefer AI assistance if it resolves their issue faster than a human.
Yeah.
This is a critical insight. Speed trumps human interaction if the result is better.
A big deal in a relationship-driven industry like real estate.
It is. And look at the internal impact. 84% of marketers feel AI is making their jobs more strategic. It's not eliminating jobs, it's eliminating the tedious parts, letting people focus on strategy. And then 51% of Gen Zers feel positive about interacting with a brand's AI, which tells you exactly where client engagement is heading.
So finally, let's run through some key headlines from mid-December 2025 that really connect all these dots.
These are the big movements. First, the industry was buzzing about Google's home listings experiment. They partnered with sources like House Canary to display listings right in the search results, raising serious eyebrows about, you know, disintermediation.
Google cutting out the middleman.
Yeah. Exactly. Which connects to the second headline. OpenAI's image generator hype being bigger than the reality, which we just saw with the whole googly eyes and nano banana thing.
Right, don't buy the hype.
Then there was a vital warning from the WAV group. AI token costs are invisible until they aren't. We should probably clarify what tokens are.
Yeah, let's do that.
They're the basic computational units, the words, the pixels. They cost real money every time you run an AI model. The cost per prompt feels like nothing, but when you scale that usage across a brokerage, the total expense can become monumental.
And showing how seriously the infrastructure is being taken, the House passed the SPEED Act to ease permits for building out AI data centers, backed by giants like OpenAI and Microsoft.
Mm-hmm. They're lobbying to build faster and cheaper to keep up with the demand. And finally, a small product update with big implications. Google Notebook LM introduced data tables, which lets users collect info and automatically generate charts. Makes that email synthesis we talked about even easier.
Okay, so let's bring this all together.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, our deep dive today has, I think, provided two essential pillars. We detailed an immediate, actionable workflow, that three-step email cleanup, which is a guaranteed win, but we also provided that necessary critical perspective on overhyped tech, using Nano Banana to show where performance just isn't there yet.
So it's about being a critical consumer.
Exactly. AI is changing workflows, but you have to assess real-world performance, not just the marketing noise.
So what does this all mean? The source material really shows us that the agents finding success with AI today are focusing less on flashy generative features and more on solving common repetitive problems. That focus on internal efficiency is where the real ROI is right now. Hmm. And we spend some time on token costs, that the underlying expense of running these models is far greater than people think. We also saw that the government is passing the SPEED Act to accelerate the build out of all this expensive infrastructure. So this leaves us with a provocative thought for you to mull over. How will the increasing and often hidden cost of running AI models impact who gets to access them in 2026? I mean, if the operational costs are truly massive, will only the largest brokerages and tech giants be able to afford the real utility of these tools? Or will smaller operators find an affordable way forward?
Great question, Grace. You and Miles have given real estate agents and brokers a lot to think about. And that's this week's The Real AI Podcast. You can find us and the latest issues of our newsletter at realai.blog. I'm Kevin Hawkins, the Real AI Guy, and until next week, keep it real.